The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Our weekday podcast is brought to you by CommBank. If your organisation, school or sporting club was impacted by the bushfires, you can apply for a bushfire recovery grant by visiting combank.com.au/bushfire recovery.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Larissa Moore. It's Friday, the 29th of May. In your Squiz today, China moves ahead with the new security law for Hong Kong. The death of George Floyd sparks protests in Minneapolis. 112 News Corp publications will shut down or go online. And that Duchess of Cambridge profile. This is your Squiz today. We've been talking a lot this week about the controversial new security law that China wants to impose on Hong Kong. That law has now been passed, which means there will soon be a ban in Hong Kong on sedition, secession, and subversion of the Chinese government. Part of this also means that mainland China's security agencies will operate in the city. Claire, what's all this going to mean for Hong Kong?
It pretty much means that the Hong Kong Basic Law Constitution and the One Country, Two Systems arrangement that it's lived under with China, it was meant to be in place until 2047, but it's probably come to an end. And that means that Hong Kong's right under those arrangements to autonomy, to an independent judiciary, that its citizens could have freedom of speech and the right to assemble are probably gone.
More protests are expected across Hong Kong over the coming days. What's the reaction been from other countries?
Australia, the US, UK and Canada have sent a joint statement saying that they're really not much fans of what's happened. Interesting to see that US President Donald Trump has also said that China can expect a forceful response from them by the end of the week.
One expert says that across the board, China is pushing hard at the moment. There's a lot going on. Is it because there's more of a spotlight on them right now, or are they making moves while the rest of the world is preoccupied with coronavirus?
Look, probably a bit of column A and a bit of column B, but there's no doubt that experts say that China is really muscling up at the moment. It's doing that in the South China Sea, where there's been some clashes there in that important trade route. Also with countries like Australia around trading relationships, we're not the only one to have been stung by China. There's plenty of other countries that are in the same boat in the last few weeks. And also a new brewing issue in Canada with Huawei's chief financial officer, Meng Wanzhou, being sent to face an extradition trial with the US. So we can expect a bit more on that as well. But certainly involved with a lot of clashes with a lot of countries at the moment.
A lot of the issues that you've raised do come up in the news a lot. If you're wanting more of the context and backstory, because there's a lot to get across, we've got Squiz Shortcuts episodes on most of these. At around 10 minutes long, they'll give you the backstory to the big news stories. Find that by searching Squiz Shortcuts in your podcasting app. Over to the US now, and the death of a man called George Floyd while in police custody has sparked pretty violent protests in the city of Minneapolis. Floyd is African American and died after an officer knelt on his neck for around 8 minutes during an arrest on suspicion of passing a counterfeit note, Claire.
That happened earlier this week, and you really had to be living under a rock or not seeing a screen at all to not see that footage of the police officer kneeling on his neck. It really is quite shocking. That police officer has been stood down, as have the three others that attended that incident. And there's calls for the police officer directly involved in his arrest to be prosecuted. The city's police chief has apologised overnight, saying that he knows that there's currently a deficit of hope in our city. Thousands of Minneapolitans have taken to the streets in protest, and they've been very violent.
Back home now, News Corp has announced a restructure that will see 112 or so newspapers either closed down or moved to online only. It's something that is going to hit regional communities pretty hard, Claire.
Yeah, and it leaves only about 30-odd of News Corp's local and regional newspapers untouched. Also, lots of complaints from regional centres and small towns that the community paper is really central to their communities, and that is no longer going to continue. There's between 500 and 1,000 jobs thought to be lost by the decision. That hasn't been confirmed by news yet, but there's also a push for the big metro papers like the Courier Courier Mail in Brisbane, the Daily Telegraph in Sydney and the Herald Sun in Melbourne, the Advertiser in Adelaide, to become more state-focused and to cover more regional stories.
It's been a tough month for the media industry with the closures as well of BuzzFeed in Australia and publishing news site 10 Daily. When it comes to having a front seat look at how the economy is doing, you can't go past Reserve Bank Governor Phil Lowe. Unfortunately, he doesn't have a crystal ball when it comes to how Australia is doing right now. He says we'll need to wait till September to see how the economic stimulus programs, such as JobKeeper, have helped the economy.
Yeah, and he doesn't want Australia falling off a cliff. He says that there's going to need to be a debate at that point about keeping the JobKeeper program around or other measures because we can't just fall away. We have to keep going somehow. But in the good news, he also says that there's just no way of telling quite yet about exactly how bad the economic fallout will be. It could be a lot better than expected as well.
It's a pretty shocking statistic that nearly 100 Australians die every month from prescription painkillers. Changes will now be introduced from June 1 that will make painkillers containing opioids like oxycodone, codeine, morphine, tramadol much harder to access.
And the idea is that the packs that you get your medicine in will be halved. So going to the doctor to get more of those opioid medications is what's going to be required. Also, there's going to be the review of patients who have been taking those sorts of drugs for more than a year, that opioid addiction is a real issue, not just in Australia, but right around the world.
A health department spokesperson has said that the changes won't impact access for people with cancer-related pain or those in palliative care. We'll power on to Friday Lights in just a moment, but a quick message now from a new podcast partner here at The Squiz, Chromebooks. If your laptop has been getting a bit of a workout lately, you could be considering an upgrade. It might be worth checking out Chromebooks laptops. They work just like a phone, so all you need is your Google account to log in and get going. Head to google.com/Chromebook to find the right laptop for you. To make it easy to check out, I'll put that link in your episode notes as well. Each Friday, we have a bit of a chat about things we've read or enjoyed or cooked during the week. The Tatler profile of Catherine, the Duchess of Cambridge, is a big one for royal fans.
It got a lot of coverage in the last couple of days. It claimed that she's feeling exhausted and trapped. Also, it, you know, praised her for her soft blow dries and that she's really trying to change her image with her sort of pussy bow blouses that she started to wear. So, look, it's tackling all the big issues. But it certainly did get enough attention that the palace denied a lot of the claims in it. So as royal watchers say, when they do that, you know, they might be onto something. So who knows? But worth staying on top of if you're into those things.
And for royalty of a different kind, reality TV royalty, Kirby Jenner has finally got his own reality TV show. If you have no idea who I'm talking about, head to the Squiz Today email to read more about Kendall Jenner's fraternal twin / performance artist. And finally, Claire, we love a recipe or two. Also in the Squiz Today email is an article written by an absolute hero who trialed 7 viral internet cooking trends.
And they're the internet famous sort of recipes that is, you know, have their big moment in the sun and, you know, are the best thing ever. And she says that after all of that, she just wanted a salad. So lots of heavy but delicious meals and a really interesting challenge.
Yeah, they go viral for a reason, but I don't think I'll be hair drying a chicken anytime soon.
I'm fascinated. I really am fascinated about hair drying the chicken to get a really crispy skin. But look, you know, apparently it's delicious. I don't know.
You can report back. What's the subject line today?
I've gone for a lyric from Kylie Minogue's Spinning Around, which is Move Out of My Way. That goes to our Squiz Sayings this morning. Kylie Minogue, on her 52nd birthday, has launched a new rosé with her name on it. Also thought that tied in nicely to China, that's trying to get all sorts of people out of its way at the moment.
Pop culture and global politics wrapped up in one headline. You've outdone yourself. You deserve a weekend, Claire.
Oh, thanks for that.
On that note, we'll head off. Have a good weekend and we will chat to you on Monday. The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesquiz.com.au.